ABC Radio Australia.
It's hard to believe a whole year has passed since the coronavirus pandemic took hold and parts of the Pacific were suddenly thrust into lockdown and borders were closed, cutting them off from the rest of the world. 12 months on, some parts of the region have no cases of COVID-19, while PNG, on the other hand, is struggling with a worsening outbreak. But there's one thing that's undeniable, and that's the resilience people in the Pacific have shown throughout the pandemic. That's exactly what has been captured by four Pacific Islanders who documented their experience of the crisis as part of a new documentary film called Pacific Lockdown. Marion Farr has more.
The global epidemic, first reported in the city of Wuhan.
The number of COVID-19 cases in Papua New Guinea has more than doubled to 30 in less than a week.
The US territory of Guam has recorded 58 cases of COVID-19.
We're doing another community mass testing here, offering up to 300 tests to our residents, the community of Guam.
A US Navy aircraft carrier has also docked at the island after an outbreak at sea. The 5,000 personnel on board.
A year since the COVID-19 pandemic took hold, life still isn't back to normal.
So I have not done a tattoo since March last year because I don't have any, clients.
Leo Pugaram is a tattoo artist on the island of Yap in the Federated States of Micronesia. It's been a year since the island went into lockdown and there's been no tourism since. For Mr. Pugaram, no tourists means no tattoos.
Well, it's been tough, honestly. I kind of depend on my tattoo business, and now, like I said, I don't have any business. But at the same time, it's kind of good because I got a lot of free time.
In his free time, Mr. Pugaram has been documenting life on Yap throughout the pandemic. He's one of four Pacific Islanders who kept weekly video diaries for a documentary film produced by the Australian Pacific Security College at the Australian National University. Communications manager Ben Bohane has been overseeing the project.
So for the people involved, it was a case of getting a decent phone and then just recording themselves for about 15 minutes each week, talking to the camera just about how they're feeling, and maybe, some clips about what's going on in their community.
Along with Mr. Pugaram on Yap, the film includes stories from people in Papua New Guinea, Fiji and Samoa.
And that way we can get a real sort of grassroots perspective on how, people right across the region are coping with closed borders and the economic shock.
The documentary, called Pacific Lockdown, A Sea of Resilience, premiered in Canberra this month at an event attended by Australia's Pacific Minister, Zed Seselja. The video will also be available to all TV channels in the Pacific to broadcast for free.
I was very much interested in the idea of getting, that sort of grassroots perspective rather than getting any sort of national leaders or politicians or anyone else involved. I think it's really about getting to the heart of how ordinary Pacific Islanders are finding ways to cope with their circumstances and doing the best they can.
For Leo Pugaram, that meant keeping busy.
Doing things that I've always wanted to do but never had time to do, like in the videos, like gardening and, teaching myself how to cook, stuff like that. I've been exercising more. Instead of really focusing on the negative side of it, I'm trying to find a, positive side of it and, just do things that I've never had the chance to do when I was busy tattooing.
He says while the lack of tourism has impacted the economy on Yap, locals are grateful that they haven't had cases of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, things have gone back to normal. Nobody's wearing masks. Social distancing, we're not practicing that. There's parties, events, family gatherings.
In Papua New Guinea, it's a different story. While the country managed to keep the virus under control for most of last year, PNG is now grappling with its biggest outbreak yet. Dorothy Tekwi lives in Vanimo in the country's far west, right near the border with Indonesia. She says initially people weren't too worried about the pandemic.
We kind of went about our business until the presence of security and the blockages. The biggest one was when the border between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea was closed. And it affected all the little people around here, the women especially who buy Indonesian products and come and sell them around the street here.
Documenting life in Vanimo over the last year, she observed people turning to fishing and gardening for food as the local economy started to suffer.
When it continued, they had to turn to the forest for their sustenance and for the ocean, the sea. And this is Pacific, so we still very much dependent on nature.
While each of the video diarists has a unique story to tell, communications manager Ben Bohane says they're all united by one thing.
The way they and their communities are building resilience. And I think if, you know, that is sort of the theme for the film, really. It's how, through a mixture of, let's say, faith, family, and a bit of farming, all the Pacific Island communities are, you know, building their resilience to get through.
Australia Pacific Security College Communications Manager Ben Bohane, ending Marion Farr's report there.